This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Van Buren Cast Student Athlete of the Week is Tyler Starbuck of Bloomingdale High School Basketball. Tyler helped lead the Cardinals to a win over Hartford and then also a win over Mendon in that 63-58 win over Hartford. Tyler with 47 points on the night, 7 rebounds, 8 steals, and 2 assists in the 50-41 win over Mendon. 28 points, 5 rebounds, 6 steals, a block, and 2 assists. 2 really nice games. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know 28 points is a great game, but then 47. I was wondering how to ask on the way here. As the game is going on, are you aware kind of where you are point-wise in a game like that?
Yeah, throughout the game, like I knew I was having a great game. I never really knew how many points I had. And there was one point we were at a timeout, and I heard him over the announcement say that the last 2 free throws I made had put me at 44 points, which was a school record. So I thought that was really awesome, and there was still like 4 or 5 minutes to go in the game. So that just throughout the game, I mean, I wasn't really focused on trying to get my points. I was more focused, obviously, on trying to win because it was a really close game. So
what was working for you? You told me you spent a lot of time at the free throw line in that game.
The refs were calling a lot of fouls because the game was getting like really chippy. So I just kept attacking the rim, and every time I would go up, I would either get fouled or make the layup. And I think I had 4 and ones that game. So I ended up shooting 19 free throws, and I made 17 of them. So that was a really big part of it.
So you didn't have to go through any free throw shooting drills the next practice then, right?
Not really.
So when you said the PA announcer said you were at 44 and it was a school record, did you think to yourself, wait, what? Did I really just break the school record?
Yeah, I can. Over the summer, I put in a lot of work over the summer and throughout cross country season during the fall. So I knew that this year I was probably going to be one of our main scorers. So I put in tons of work to get to the point where I was. But I never really thought that I was going to break the school record. So like when that moment came, it was really awesome.
You mentioned you put a lot of work in over the summer. What were some of the things you were working on? This is your senior year now. So, I mean, what do you want to really improve on for your last year here at Bloomingdale?
So we had a new coach, Matt Goodwin, and he helped me and one of my best friends, Michael. We came in the gym all the time in the summer, and we worked on a lot of like ball handling and shooting off the dribble and stuff like that. Because I've always been more of like a slasher type point guard where I just would finish a lot. And this year I wanted to be better at like able to shoot. So then it made me even harder to guard, because if I could shoot from the outside and I can also dribble and finish inside, then it makes it that much harder to guard.
Also, the points are amazing, 47 and 28, and in the 2 games, 8 steals against Hartford and 6 against Mendon. You got to pride yourself on the defensive side, too.
Yeah, I think most of it is just like through, I don't know, our coach has really like dug it into our brains, like just knowing basketball and like having that basketball IQ. So just kind of being able to read, like I know that the last time they passed it here and then passed it right back. So when they pass it there, you jump that pass and then you could get a steal. And those 8 steals and 6 steals, like a lot of those turned into turnover points for me. So that is a big part of my points too, is just the defensive side and turning that into offense.
Outside of basketball, any other activities, sports or clubs, anything you have going on here at Bloomingdale?
I run cross country. I was a 2-time first team all conference, 2-time all regional and state qualifier for that. I play baseball also, and this year I'm going to dual sport and run track as well as play baseball.
Awesome. So. Of the two sports, I mean, you're doing well in basketball. You did real well in cross country. Of the two sports, do you have a favorite?
Basketball is definitely my favorite. Yeah.
Now, I mentioned you're a senior after graduation. Are you tossing around any plans yet for after graduation?
I plan on playing basketball somewhere in college, which that was my big motivation for all the workouts that I did all summer and everything. So right now I don't really know where I'm going to go at all. I've talked to Cornerstone and KVCC a little bit, and hopefully throughout the season I can bring more interest in. So
awesome. Well, hey, congratulations in the 2 games in the season so far. Speaking of the season, are you producing about where you were hoping you would be, or are you kind of putting up numbers a little bit higher than you thought you would?
My numbers are well higher than I thought that they were going to be this year, so, yeah.
All right. Congratulations, everybody, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. Tyler Starbuck of Bloomingdale High School Basketball is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.